We've known for months that Canada Post is phasing out door-to-door mail delivery, but just where the new community mailboxes will go has been an unknown until yesterday. Canada Post has chosen 11 communities that will lose door-to-door service this fall, and one of those neighborhoods is Kanata, where nearly 8,000 homes will use community mailboxes instead. Here's how residents there felt about the move.
We have a lot of seniors in this area, including myself, and I have a knee problem, so to start getting out and have to walk to the mailbox, you know, it's going to be a trip for these other people older than myself.
Well, it's hard for myself because so now I have to get someone to get the mail, especially in the wintertime, because these boxes are never plowed well or for me to get it at them, so I have a lot of concerns, yes.
These roads are not the best roads in the winter. I walk to pick up a grandson, and when the weather is bad, I walk down Oriel, and I wear cleats on my shoes so that I don't slip. And so if you're older than I am, I'm sure it will be uncomfortable to have to go out to a mailbox to pick up your mail.
So where exactly will these new boxes go, and how will they fit in with the neighborhood? My next guest has his own thoughts. Alan Terramura is an architect and the regional director at the Royal Architectural Institute of Canada. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we know that many addresses in the newer neighborhoods of Kanata already have super boxes or community mailboxes. But when you look at Kanata's older neighborhoods, Beaverbrook, for example, what kind of challenges do you think Canada Post will face in situating these super mailboxes there?
Well, I think actually in a place like a suburb, a relatively new suburb, I mean, even Beaverbrook is relatively new relative to the rest of the city, I suppose, there will be a certain amount of interstitial spaces between homes and the streets where possibly they could find spots for fairly small community mailboxes. I know that's the way they've been installed in some other neighborhoods, but it's going to be a challenge in the sense that there's a mature landscape, and people have maintained their yards in such a way that introducing these things would be unexpected and possibly diminish the character of the streets.
Is there a way to make sure that they're only on public property and no one's individual private property has to be impinged upon?
Well, I guess the part of the problem is the ideal from a logistics or planning standpoint is kind of opposite of what would be ideal for the residents, in the sense that I think from a logistics standpoint, you like to have fewer but larger mailboxes as opposed to many smaller ones. And it's the smaller ones that would be the easier ones to insert into the neighborhoods. So I don't know the neighborhood where this is going into very well, but I can imagine that people wouldn't be very happy if they're occupying parks either, you know, to have a huge range of mailboxes colonizing what was their green space.
Right. What about the design of the boxes themselves? Is there any way one could design these boxes that they would somehow fit into the streetscape?
Well, that's an interesting question. I was just thinking about that earlier, in the sense that these are going to be ubiquitous across the country from coast to coast. So it's going to be, in a way, a design opportunity that could become something like a new Canadian design icon, in a way. I think you had somebody on the other day talking about corporate logos, yeah, and how they contribute to our national identity. These boxes could be kind of the same way, in the sense that, well, if you think about the ones in London, or England, I should say, the old red cast iron ones, you know, when you see those, you really know where you are. You're situated by the image, and so I think there is an opportunity here if they choose to take it.
Okay, you know, Canada Post will eventually install these types of mailboxes across the city.
Right.
What challenges do you think it'll face when they try to go into the old neighborhoods in the downtown core with much, much smaller lots?
Right, that's the real issue, I think. As I said before, I think in the suburbs you might be able to do this without too much damage. But in older neighborhoods, there just isn't any space. And so I think it's going to be a matter of somehow creating the space by doing something like occupying, like widening the sidewalks at intersections or something like that to create a little space where cars would normally be, that sort of thing. But that's expensive, and it's going to have to happen on every street and every block.
Oh, boy. And I can also, as a homeowner in the downtown, I'm like, well, not on my spot.
Well, exactly. And I don't know if it's true or not. I seem to recall hearing somebody being interviewed on the radio of having been approached by Canada Post to see if they would mind renting their property to put these on. And I can see how that could play out in some neighborhoods as a kind of a divisive thing, where somebody might say, sure, for whatever you're going to pay me, you can put 30 mailboxes, and everyone else's neighborhood might be very upset by that.
Because the neighbor doesn't want 150 cars pulling up once a day in front of their house.
Exactly. And in fact, an image that I think motivated most of us in the design community about this issue was a mailbox, I think it was somewhere in Toronto, that was just enormous. It looked like it was about 30 meters long and was surrounded by a sea of discarded flyers. And so it looked like a landfill.
In fact, in the editorial that you sent in last month, you described a community mailbox as, and I quote, a repository of waste, a magnet for ugliness. But you seem to have a little more hope. You're talking about this might be an opportunity for some design here.
Yeah, I think it's all a matter of how it's done. I mean, that huge mailbox in Toronto was just a mistake. That just shouldn't be done. If they're smaller and integrated into the neighborhood in a sensitive way, I think there is an opportunity, notwithstanding the obvious problems it does pose for some people for accessibility.
So if you were tasked with fitting these new boxes into neighborhoods, what would be your biggest concern? What would you think is the most important thing to resolve?
Well, because in all likelihood, they'll probably come up with one design for the whole country. You're going to have to think about what's going to be suitable in all different settings. And some of these are going to be going into very fine historic places in Canada, too. So it's got to be something that's appropriate in Lunenburg as well as in Winnipeg, you know. So that'll be a kind of an important challenge, and something that's, you know, functional and durable and secure and is kind of a timeless, elegant design. I mean, obviously, that would be what I think you'd aspire to.
Yeah, just simple as that, right?
Exactly, yeah, and I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Was your postal code one of the ones rhymed off yesterday?
No, I also live in an older urban neighborhood where, in fact, it was when this was first announced, we had a massive pile of snow in front of our house, and I just couldn't imagine where this box would go.
Alan, thank you so much for helping us think it through. Appreciate it. I hope Canada Post gets in touch.
Great. Thanks very much.
Alan Terramura is an architect and the regional director at the Royal Architectural Institute of Canada. Curious, are you one of the addresses in Canada that is affected by this community mailbox rollout? Do you have an idea? Let us know what you think. Email us, ottawamorning@cbc.ca, or fire us a tweet @ottawamorning.